That would be us right now. Look at that. Just having a conversation with Dave Drucker from the Secretary of State's office, and he's going to answer all of our questions. Dave, I'm a little, well, not a little, I'm mightily concerned about a lot of things here, because I've heard you and some of the other people from your office for the last couple of weeks warning us about our driver's licenses, that our driver's licenses, although good, fine for driving in Illinois,
right,
coming up next year, in about a year from now, 11 months from now, something like that, the airports are no longer going to take certain driver's licenses unless they are, what, the real ID, is that what we call it?
Real ID compliant is the term that's being used.
So what is the difference between my driver's license and a real ID driver's license?
Good question. I might add, my license is in that category, too. I do not have a real ID license. I do have a passport, which will get you on an airplane.
Fewer than 10% of the population has a passport.
Well, it's our understanding it's about 40% in Illinois.
Wow.
So,
good for us.
It's something, what we encourage people to do is to think about whether they really need to come into the DMV to get a real ID. I guess maybe I should start at the beginning, as they say.
Yes, let's do that. Let's start here. The Real ID, so this is a federal program, the Real ID. All the states, when they're issuing a state ID, it has to be this Real ID compliant, because it's going to have technology on board the ID that is going to make it almost impossible to create counterfeit documents, right? Counterfeit IDs.
The most significant difference, Ro, is that when one comes in to the DMV to get a real ID, you'll have to bring in several documents. It's not an overwhelming amount, but this is Homeland Security requirement. When you bring in the correct documents, they'll scan it, give you the documents back, and send the scanned material down to Springfield. And if everything is correct, you will get in the mail, you will get your real ID card. When you leave the facility that day, you'll get a piece of paper with the information on it, and they'll punch a hole in the old driver's license.
Right.
You can use those things on the short term to get on an airplane.
But now we've been doing that for the last couple of years, though.
Yes. Yes.
But that doesn't count.
Well, I wouldn't say it doesn't count. The fact is that Homeland Security wants this to be done, what they call central issue, where it's mailed from a central location to the individual.
Right.
The old system in Illinois is we did it over the counter, that you left the facility with the physical driver's license.
So if you've gone to the driver's license facility in the last, 18 months probably, right, and you came in and you got your new driver's license, and they gave you a piece of paper, right, a paper license, like back in the day, and then they punched the hole in your existing license. And then you waited 2 weeks to get it in the mail. Are you good to go?
No, not necessarily.
See, now that is the point I'm trying to make, Dave Drucker, which is that because people have been doing that now for almost 2 years.
They have been doing that for a couple of years. You're correct. We began in about March on the real ID.
Of this year.
The physical difference you'll notice on the real ID is there's a gold star on the right corner.
Upper on the front? License. On the front?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this one just says USA. I already know it's USA. I don't know why they have to tell me that. And then I've got two bad pictures of myself on the front.
Oh, there's no such thing as a bad picture.
Yeah, anyway. Okay. And then I've got, I look at a little Illinois thing. There's all kinds of stuff that goes on here. And I know when you go to the airport, they have they put a light on it and it does all kinds of funky stuff. And you could tell these would be very, very hard. There's a watermark of the skyline of Chicago. And then on the back, it says 1818, which was the year I was born. What is that all about?
It's closer to my birthday than yours.
All right. So,
Illinois.
If you've got a new driver's license since March, you're good to go.
Well, no.
No. Okay.
No.
See, now, Dave, I don't
know. Those documents.
I need to get to a yes at some point.
One needs to bring in those documents.
What documents do we need?
Well, we have several categories. The first category is you need to bring in a passport or birth certificate. One of those two documents.
Because birth certificate is sometimes hard to get.
Yeah, right? that's true.
And now it's even harder. Right, and it's harder now to get than you used to, because the rules are very different now in terms of issuing the county, which does it, is very, it's specifically, because I just had to go do this for a family member. I couldn't do it. I had to, it was because the family, they're afraid you're stealing their identity.
So it's supposed to be the family member.
Right.
So one of those two categories, or that first category, is one of those two things. The second category is the Social Security card or a W-2 with the full SOC number on it. And then the third category is two pieces of mail from a utility or a government agency.
Okay.
With your home address on it.
Oh, so that, those
three things are the things you need to bring in. And if you can go to our website, if your audience remembers anything, if nothing I say resonates, the one thing I would ask them is to remember that website. There's an interactive program on it, and the website is realid.ilsos.gov.
Oh, you don't even make that easy. We got to do this, like, Real ID Illinois. That's what we should be doing. Dave, stay right there. I've got more. I've got more questions, and people want to call. 312-981-7200 if you got a question for the Secretary of State's office. Dave Drucker is here, and he'll be do his best to answer the question. And if you have questions about the Real ID or, you know, whether or not you have one or you don't have one, and how do you, you know, how would you know? Because there's a lot of different elements to this that people are concerned about.
Roel, if I could just interject one comment. One of the things, your audience is going to have good questions.
Yes.
And I make the military analogy that, like, this is the Army. A lot of the questions that they're going to be addressing are meant for generals in the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
That's all right.
You're talking to a sergeant.
Yes. Well, sergeants sometimes...
We can tell you what the Secretary of State situation
yes.
is. And to the best that we're aware of, we can tell you how the federal government is going to interpret this.
Got it.
But if you say, you know, well, if I've got a passport, isn't that good enough? Well, you got to talk to the feds.
You got to talk to the generals. All right. Well, we'll find one who's not in jail. All right. Let's check in right now. Jen DeSalvo, what's happening on the roads in the skies? It's the Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. A representative from the Secretary of State's office is with us. And Dave Drucker is his name. And he's going to take some phone calls here at 312-981-7200. All right. Now, once again, I want to go back to this issue of the Real ID. If you have not gotten a driver's license since March. So if you just recently, in the last 7 months, got a driver's license, or what is this, 9 months now.
Yes.
We could have had a driver's license baby. If you have not gotten a driver's license since then, it was before March of 2019, you probably have to get a new one if you want to have the Real ID. Do you have to have the Real ID if you're not flying on an airplane?
No. And again, Ro, that's one thing we ask people to think about. Before they come into the facility, to go to that website that I mentioned earlier. Think about their lives.
What's that website again?
I'm sorry. What was
the website again?
Oh, the website is realid.ilsos.gov. So think of Illinois Secretary of State.
Okay.
The fact is that if somebody is not planning on traveling, or if they have a passport, they don't need another document. They don't really have to go to the Secretary of State. I use myself as an example, Ro. My driver's license expires in 2021. My passport expires in 2026. My full intent is to keep the passport and the driver's license. And even if I'm flying from Chicago to St. Louis, I'll use the passport to do
Got
that.
It.
When the license comes up, I'll go get the Real ID at that point.
And again, you have to have these... certain pieces of identification
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Not only do you bring in your old driver's license, but either a passport or a birth certificate.
Yes.
And then either a Social Security card, which again, a lot of people don't have. I have no idea where my Social Security card is. I saw one as a child.
Tell
and
you
that
where
was
mine
it.
Is.
Right. But if you don't have that, you can come in with a
W-2. A W-2 that's got the full number on it.
Right. Or I guess a 1042 would probably have that with the address. And then two pieces of mail from a utility that show the address.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you're trying to do is lock people down to their... this is the real person because they're in their home and they have all of this. And then they've got
yes.
some sort of a form
the
of
The history out of this role comes from the tragedy of 9/11 in the Patriot Act. And the concept is to make the skies as safe as possible, the airplanes. And the states are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Where it became a little bit of a burden for the states was in 2016. Up until then, the federal government said when Real ID is going to be applied, if you don't have a Real ID document, there'll be a second level of security that you'll be able to go through. So you'll still be able to get on the plane even if you don't have that document. After 2016, they said no.
Got,
by 2022 or 2020, you're going to have that document.
Even
to
if you have TSA pre-check and all of that?
A global entry will get you. That's approved.
Oh, I got to get that. I don't know why I haven't gotten that. Tracy, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yes, my son is 16 and about to get his driver's license and potentially will be going to college out of state, so we'll be flying regularly. I don't have a utility bill in his name. What kind of documents?
Great question, Tracy.
Very good.
Yeah.
Actually, being under 18, he would only need state identification. He wouldn't need real ID documentation. Your second part of your question, though, I think plays to a wider audience.
Yes.
Which is that question about those documents that we alluded to. One of the things that you could do, and I remember there was a lady who had asked me, she said she lives with her son, and the son has the utility bills in his name. And so she didn't have any mail that she could do. Well, you can also use a voter registration card. You can use a bank statement. You can use a credit card statement.
But those
will all be
acceptable. But it's a 16-year-old, though. It's a 16-year-old who's going to have a driver's license for the next, how long do they last now?
Four years.
Right, okay.
4 years. So when he's 18, do we have to get a different, the real ID then, or?
If he's going to be flying after 18, he would need to get
the question
real
is,
ID.
If he wants to
or
do
use
this
passport.
But one-stop shopping, let's say, does he have a passport?
Right, yes.
Okay, well, then he's in good shape there. But there are a lot of kids who might not have a passport, right? And then if they don't have a passport and they want to come in and they want to get the real ID and they're 16 years old because they're getting their first driver's license and they don't have a utility bill, they would need to get a Social Security card, right?
Yes.
And they would need to have a birth certificate.
Yes.
Okay.
And I could do that with a birth certificate, Social Security card, and a passport.
Do you have all those things?
I could get him a real ID at 16. I do.
For him? Because my mother doesn't have that stuff. Now, I'm a little older than 16. But still, I called her because I needed my Social Security card. I'm like, do you have it? And she's like, are you kidding me? And then she hung up on me. And that was it didn't go well. Tracy, I hope we answered your question.
You did. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're
Let's
welcome.
Talk to Jimmy. You're on WGN. Hi, Jimmy.
How you doing? My question is simple. Can I go to any Social Security site, or do I have to go to a specific site? For example, in Orland Park, you can get your buyer license and maybe get a driver's license there renewed, but you can't get the other stuff.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think you said Social Security. I think you meant Secretary of State facility.
Yeah, Secretary of State.
Yeah. You can get them most every place. We do have several express facilities. The Orland Park facility there in the Village Hall is an express facility, so it is not full service. But the vast majority of our 138 facilities, you can.
There's 138 facilities?
Statewide, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I'm always feeling
okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jimmy. All right, I hope that answers your question. Michelle, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hey, I've got a question. Not sure why we have to do all this when we've done this before. Shouldn't the Secretary of State already have confirmed our identity? Why should we have to keep doing this? It should be you implement the new cards, and we shouldn't have to show anything. We've already done this.
The federal law requires us to ask for this again.
Okay.
Again, we're following what the instructions are. We, you know, it'd be nice.
This is why we have to have a general in here.
Intellectual arguments, but these are the rules we have to play by.
Okay. I mean, here's my son who was just 16, and I understand. I just heard the other caller ask about it. You know, we just had to do all that. I don't understand because I understand federally. I get it, but it just doesn't make sense to me. Which thank you for answering the question. I appreciate it.
Right, you're welcome, ma'am. I am sorry for your frustration. I see where you're coming from.
Because we went through two iterations of this essentially, though, right? Because if the last couple of years you went and you tried to get a new driver's license, it had to be mailed to you. Couldn't have that.
Yeah.
But now there's a change in what the dynamics or mechanics, I suppose, of the real ID actually have to be now moving forward, which were different from the earlier version of it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ro. The documents that people are bringing in is what qualify you to get that gold star on the real ID driver's license. The fact is, if we're talking about somebody who's not going to be flying, a senior who's maybe going to drive to Walgreens to get medication, if they come in, it's much quicker to get a standard driver's license, which will allow you to drive.
All right. Dave, very quickly, if you can answer in 10 seconds, if you change your name because you got married, what do you do?
Bring in the marriage certificate.
Marriage certificate.
We don't need any divorce material.
I got plenty of that. Don't worry about it, Dave. Thank you very much. From the Secretary of State's office, we got news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in two.